The Seattle Police Department is facing yet another use of force lawsuit accompanied by controversial video footage. It involves a 2010 arrest outside a West Seattle mall. Today, the department defended its conduct at a press conference. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
In 2010, Seattle police officers came across Isaac Ojack's car left running outside a West Seattle mall. Officers suspected the owner might be shoplifting, so when Ojack came to claim it, they told him to put his hands on the hood of the patrol car. In a dashcam video, Ojack seems agitated and asks officers why they're so rude to him. Suddenly, the encounter escalates. Four officers wrestle Ojack into handcuffs as he appears to bite one of them. That officer, Larry Longley, then punches him repeatedly in the face. The city attorney's office charged Ojack with assault, but later dropped the charge. SPD spokesman Sean Whitcomb said that officers did nothing wrong during the encounter.
We believe that the force during that contact, once the officer's finger was bitten, was also reasonable and necessary to get him into handcuffs.
However, after the U.S. Justice Department accused SPD of using force too readily in its 2011 report, SPD implemented a new curriculum called Listen and Explain with Equity and Dignity, or LEAD. Whitcomb said this encounter is not what the department is striving for.
I think it's fair to say that if the LEAD training was in place, then this would not be an example we would use for training.
But the officers involved were not investigated or reprimanded. Even after the Seattle City Attorney's Office flagged the encounter for SPD's Office of Professional Accountability, SPD officials said the force was justifiable. Now the OPA will examine the incident because Ojack's attorney, James Egan, has filed a complaint with the office. He's also preparing to sue the city. Egan said his client committed no crime that day and police officers had no right to get aggressive. SPD also gave journalists copies of a police report from Ojack's past when he was a juvenile, but Egan called his client's record irrelevant in this case. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.